弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
高兴我们可以一起在教会来敬拜神。
We're very happy that we can come to church to worship God.
很快一个星期要过去。
Very quickly, a week has passed.
又要进入安息圣日，我们又可以领受神更多的祝福。
And we are entering into the Sabbath, and during which we can receive even more blessings from God.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来跟我们分享让神成为我们的依靠这个题目。
And now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share the topic of making the Lord our trust.
我们从诗篇三十八篇开始，我们一直在读到一个主题。
Starting from Psalm chapter 38, as we read, we will notice a theme.
就是这个作者他在病痛当中一直在呼求神。
And we see that the author, in the times of his illness, he keeps on crying out to God.
从38篇、39、40到41篇都是一样。
From chapter 38, 39, 40, and 41 are all the same.
都是在求神说，主啊，你赶快来救我。
He is crying out to God to rescue him.
因为我在罪当中受苦了。
Because he is suffering in the midst of his sin.
因为罪，所以他肉体受苦，他心灵忧伤。
And because of sin, his physical body is suffering and his heart is sorrowful.
那这一系列的诗篇呢，让我们有一个很重要的反省。
And so these series of psalms cause us to reflect.
通常我们在病痛当中，我们很直接的会先寻求人的帮助。
Often in times of illness, we will very naturally seek first for the help of man.
但是从这一系列的诗篇里面发现，有时候即使好朋友的安慰都不是很真实。
But from these series of psalms, we can see that sometimes the comfort of our friends may not be very sincere.
那更不用说，那有些人就远远站在旁边看着，也不理了。
And not to mention some people who just stand afar off and do not care to approach and to show concern.
那在这样的情况下，你看这个诗人，他是怎么样把他所有的依靠都放在神身上？
In this type of situation, how can this author place his entire trust onto God?
我们今天晚上要从诗篇四十篇来看，怎么样让我们自己真的完全的依靠神。
Today, from tonight, from Psalm chapter 40, we will see how we can put our complete trust in God.
作者他一直在呼吁神，求神赶快来救。
The author continues to cry out to God and calls to him to save him.
这当中他提到一个很重要的关键的态度。
Here we see there is a very key attitude.
就是说他耐心等候神。
That he is waiting patiently for God.
就是等候神是用耐心等候，不是在抱怨当中很无奈的受苦。
As he waits patiently. He is not complaining and in a midst of great suffering as he waits.
诗篇四十篇告诉我们，这位作者本身他是怎么蒙神的救赎、蒙神的恩典的。方法是什么？
Chapter 40 tells us the method that the author is able to receive the salvation from God.
他从这个病痛当中被神拯救的体验是什么？
And it shares his experience of how it was like to be saved from the midst of illness.
然后他有这个体验之后，他是怎么样来赞美感谢神的？
And after he had this experience, how he praised God.
然后他怎么样向众人来宣扬神的美德？
And how he proclaimed to everyone the beauty of the Lord.
他想到他过去曾经领受过神的恩典。
And he thought about how he had received the blessings of God in the past.
就没有办法停止感谢。
So he cannot stop himself from praising God.
但是事实是他现在还是在受苦。
But the reality is that he is still in the midst of suffering.
所以最后从第十一节开始呢，就是他谦卑的祷告。
So starting from verse 11 is his humble prayer.
他求神赶快来拯救他。
He asked God to quickly come and save him.
因为他相信神是有慈爱、有怜悯的。
Because he believes that God has mercy and has kindness.
神可以保守他，让他不会失落信心。
That God can preserve him so that he will not lose his faith.
神可以为他解决这个罪的问题。
That God can solve this issue of sin.
那神可以拯救他出离这个害他人的手。
And that he can save him from the hands of those who want to harm him.
最后他的祷告里面有几个心愿。
And finally, we see some of the desires of his heart in his prayer.
到最后他求神说，主啊，你 不要单言，要赶快来救我。
At the end, he asked God to please not to tarry, but to hurry and to save him.
我们今天晚上就从这一篇来看看我们怎么样把这位神哦邀请成为来进入我们的生命里面来做我们的依靠。
So tonight we will study this chapter of how we can invite our Lord to be our complete trust in our life.
第一节四十篇第一节说。
Chapter 40, verse 1 says,
他说我曾耐心等候主，他垂听我的呼求。
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, he heard my cry.
这是大卫的诗，他在他一生当中经历很多神的拯救。
This is the Psalm of David that expresses how throughout his life he has experienced how God has saved him many times.
那从这几篇看来啊，从四十八篇开始，这个他病痛当中，很有可能是他晚年的时候，他老的时候所写的。
Starting from chapter 38, it is very possible that the illness he describes is in his old age.
那在他也遭遇到肉体的病痛。
And he is experiencing physical suffering.
那他说，第一节说，我曾经耐心的等候神。
Verse 1 of chapter 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord.
那我呼求神，我呼求神，神就垂听我祷告。
And when he cried out to God, then God heard him.
所以他用祷告来呼求神的怜悯。
He used prayer to cry out to God and to cry for his mercy.
然后他真的经历过神垂听他的呼求，他在祷告上是有体验的。
And he experienced how God heard his prayer and he had experience within his prayer.
你看，这个就是我们一个人通常在病痛的时候，我们会感到很无助。
Usually for men, when we are in times of illness, we feel very helpless.
在最无助的时候，我们是否能够耐心来等候神呢？
At the time when we feel most helpless, are we able to wait patiently for the Lord?
我们现在这个社会其实各方面的生活条件变得很方便，让我们人失去了耐心。
And because today our standard of living is so good,that it has caused man to lose their ability to have patience.
有时候我们再想想看，生命当中什么事情是值得等待的？
Sometimes we think about it in life, what is worth waiting for?
你看，我们有时候假日去餐馆吃饭，会看到有人真的排队排很远啊，排很久，为了要吃一顿饭。
Sometimes when we go to the restaurant, we see that there are people who are lining up in a very long line just to wait and eat the food there.
那甚至下大雨的都舍不得走，还要继续等。
Even if it is raining, they will still be in line waiting to get in.
有人可为了要吃那个一份，吃一顿饭到那个餐馆去吃饭，可能要等上一个小时、两个小时，有人也甘愿呢。
For a meal, some people, because they are so willing to eat that dish, because they want to eat the dish, they are willing to wait 1 hour or 2 hours.
哦，那表示说，事实上生命当中有些事情，我们觉得说我愿意等，因为值得。
This means that in life, there are some things that we are willing to wait for because we feel that it is worth it.
但是大部分的时间我们都不愿意等待。
But most of the time, we are unwilling to wait.
所以我们现在如果那个 internet 速度慢一点，我们就觉得等不及了。
And sometimes when the internet speed is kind of slow, then we already feel, oh, this is too much for me to handle.
医生 make appointment, 如果医生来看我们比较晚的时候，我们也会觉得怎么医生都不把我放在眼里，不会很重视我的。
If we make an appointment to see the doctor, if the doctor is a little bit late, we will feel, how come this doctor is not really respecting me and not showing a lot of concern for how serious my illness is?
我们到快餐店去点餐，如果这个服务生送来的或者叫我们的号码比较晚的时候，我们就觉得这个服务不好，下次不要来了。
If we go to a fast food restaurant, if the person calls our number, takes a long time in doing so, then we will think next time we're not going to come here, the service isn't good.
所以其实我们渐渐的在这个日常生活当中已经失去了等待这个美德了。
So in our daily life, gradually we are already losing this, this quality or this beautiful trait of patience.
大卫他说他曾经耐心等候神。
But David says that he waited patiently for the Lord.
什么是值得等待？
What is worth it to wait for?
神值得等待。
God is worth it.
那有时候年轻人要等待，等待那个真正的爱，真爱也值得等待。
And sometimes for you, young people, they are waiting for true love, and this love is also worth waiting for.
哦，所以这个就是要在这个等待的过程当中，才会蒙受神的祝福，也才会体验到真正的这个爱情是有多美好。
And it is through this waiting that they will experience how beautiful this love is and how wonderful it is.
好，那所以这里特别提到说，耐性等候神，这样一个对神的态度，一直持续到最后一节，都还这样讲。
And from verse 1, his attitude of patiently waiting continues all the way to the end.
所以最后一节他说,
the last verse says,
他说, 我是困苦穷乏的, 主仍然顾念我, 你是帮助我的, 搭救我的, 主啊, 求你不要单言。
Verse 17, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God.
他是在痛苦当中, 他跟神说, 主啊, 你是会顾念我的。
In the midst of his pain, he says, the Lord thinks of me.
所以在等待当中，他相信神在看顾。
So as he is waiting, he believes that God is watching.
他相信神这个帮助迟早会来到。
He believes that this help from God will come sooner or later.
他只是他这样一个祈求说，主啊，不要单言，让我不要让我失去这个信心，这个耐心。
But it is just a request to God that, please do not delay, O God, do not allow me to lose my faith that you will come.
我们在这几篇都会看到，他都一直这样子呼求神，神啊，你赶快听我祷告。
And throughout these psalms, we will see it repeated that he says, "Do not delay, O Lord, and listen to my cry."
那在诗篇第四十篇这一篇里面，第二节他开始提到说神怎么救他的。
In chapter 40, verse 2, it explains how God saves him.
那这个也是其实我们今天所经历的神的救赎的经历。
And this is an experience that we also have in our experience of salvation.
这个作者他说，他从祸坑里，从污泥当中把我拉上来。
It says that God brought him out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay.
然后使我的脚立在磐石上。
And set my feet upon a rock.
使我的脚步稳当。
And established my steps.
他使我的口唱新歌。
He has put a new song in my mouth.
那这个新歌就是赞美我们神的话。
And this new song is words of praise of God.
他说有许多人必看见而惧怕。
He said, many will see it and fear.
并且要依靠神。
And will trust in the Lord.
那这两节圣经呢，他就提到说，他这个蒙恩的体验，因为神曾经这样子救过他的。
And this is how he has experienced how God has saved him in the past.
那这个其实也是今天我们在主耶稣基督里面我们所经历的救赎。
And this is also what we experience in the salvation of Jesus Christ.
诗篇里面有一个特质，就是它有些诗篇是预言弥赛亚基督的救赎的。
And there's a unique point about the Psalms is that some of them are prophecies of the salvation of the Messiah.
第四十篇就是其中的一篇。
And chapter 40 is one of those Psalms.
它许多的经文都在描述主耶稣基督他来拯救人的这个伟大的救恩。
And many of the verses are describing what is the wonderful grace and salvation of Jesus Christ.
作者大卫他当时候只是在表达他对神的感谢跟祈求而已。
And at the time, the author David was just expressing his request and his cry to God.
但是神的灵感动他写下的这个信息，就预言了将来主耶稣基督进入人间之后，他所要施行的救恩的过程。
But God moved him so that what he said is actually prophesying of how God of Jesus will come among man and will save man in the future.
大卫当时候他向神所提到的，他想要奉献给神的这个祭呢，后来被主耶稣基督用在他的身上，就是应验在主的身上了。
And this offering that he says that he wants to offer to God, this will be something that will be given upon to Lord Jesus.
我们看第二节，他说他从祸坑里，这位神从祸坑从污泥当中把我拉上来。
In verse 2 it says that the Lord has pulled him out of a horrible pit.
那这个祸坑是什么？
What is this horrible pit?
那污泥又是什么？他是什么时候经历过这样的一个被神拯救的过程呢？
And what is the miry clay? When did he ever experience this being saved from this situation?
其实第二节，如果我们对照看第十二节呢？
If we compare this to verse 12,
第十二节说，因为有无数的祸患围困我，我的罪孽追上我，使我不能昂首。这罪孽比我的头发还多，我就心寒胆战。
Verse 12 says, For innumerable evils have surrounded me, my iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head, therefore my heart fails me.
所以这个祸坑呢，跟这个罪有关系，他所经历的这个祸患有关系。
So this horrible pit has to do with the sin, the iniquities that have overtaken him before.
其实这几篇诗篇他都提到说他本身的病痛跟他自己所犯的罪有关联。
And so the illness that he has suffered in the past has to do with the sin, his sin.
他认为弱者认为说，我的罪比我的头发还多，让我压得让我头都抬不起来了。
And he says that his sin is greater than the hairs of his head, so that he cannot even lift his head up.
那想到这个罪的问题，他就心寒胆战。
And when he thinks of this issue of sin, then his heart fails him.
所以你看，今天我们人被父母被母亲生下来，就在罪里面出生的。
So today, when a mother gives birth to a child, the child is born in sin.
其实我们今天罪恶 像一个很巨大的权势把我们绑住了。
And sin has actually bound us.
所以我们在罪恶当中就好像活在这个黑暗的国度里面一样。
So when we are in sin, it is like we are living in a kingdom of darkness.
所以从祸坑里面，我们本来是活在这个祸坑当中，没有希望，看不到光明的。
And before we were living in this darkness, we could not see the light.
那是现在主耶稣来了，他要把我们拉上来。
But now Jesus has come and he wants to pull us up.
这位神他看到我们的痛苦。
He has seen our suffering.
哦，所以使徒行传二十八章啊，二十六章这样说。
So Acts chapter 26 says.
我们看嘛，使徒行传二十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26.
二十六章第十八节。
Chapter 26 verse 18.
十八节先读。
18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
你看这里是说神主耶稣给我们拯救，就是让我们从黑暗当中进入光明。
And the salvation of God causes us to go from darkness into light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And to go from the power of Satan to God.
让我们的眼睛可以打开。
So that our eyes may be opened.
我们可以看到那个神的亮光，他给我们的希望拯救。
So that we can see the light of his salvation.
所以神他要拯救我们，就是从这个罪当中把我们救出来，拉拔出来。
So the salvation of God is that he wants to pull us out of darkness.
所以以弗所书他还提到说，我们在信耶稣以前，其实我们真的是活在罪恶当中，跟世人一样，没有神，没有指望，真的生活没有目标。
And Ephesians tells us that in the past that we were without hope, that our life had no direction.
但是有了主耶稣之后，他来了，我们生命就改变。
But after Jesus came, and then our lives had a change.
我们在罪恶当中好像浑身都是很脏的。
And in sin, it is like we are very dirty.
现在就是说，从污泥当中，他要把我们拉上来。
But he will pull us out of the miry clay.
那这个污泥就好像这个罪恶当中，这个在罪里面打滚的人。
And those who are in the miry clay are those who are stuck in sin.
当主把我们拉上来的时候，他把我们洗净。
And when Jesus pulls us out, he will wash us.
哦，所以从那个烂泥巴当中出来的人，第一件事情一定要先洗干净。
So the first thing that you have to do when you come out of the miry clay is you must be washed.
在罪当中，有时候我们人都不知道说啊，那个这么脏，很痛苦。
And sometimes in sin, as men, we don't even know how much of a suffering it is while we are in sin.
但是当我们被洗净的时候，才知道说，哦，无罪一身轻，很干，很舒服。
But after we were washed, then we understand how comfortable it is to be cleansed.
哦，所以约翰一书哈，约翰一书第一章说。
So First John chapter 1 says.
我们看约翰一书。
First John chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
但这里提到说，我们人本来是有罪，我们一定要先承认。
And here it says that man, we have sin and we have to confess it first.
那我们若承认自己的罪，那说神他是信实的、公义的，他是慈爱怜悯的，就要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的不义的。
And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以主耶稣的宝血让我们在这个罪恶当中被洗净，然后我们可以变成义人。
So the precious blood of Jesus allows us to be cleansed and to become a righteous person.
这个就是救恩当中的过程，一定是要离开罪恶，洗干净。
This is the process of salvation. We must be cleansed and to depart from sin.
然后他说，这个拉上了这个救赎的动作，就是让我们成为新人。
And that action of being pulled out of the clay, out of the pit, is salvation.
当我们被救的时候，才知道说，如果没有这个救主拉我们一把，我们永远就是在这个污泥当中。
And if we did not have that action of being lifted, a hand reached out to lift us out, we would forever be in this clay.
靠自己，我们没有办法挣脱的。
If we rely on ourselves, we would never be able to get out.
所以神愿意拉我们一把，这就是神的慈爱。
So the fact that Jesus is willing to reach out his hand to pull us out is his love.
是因着他的拣选。
It is because of his election.
很多人都在罪当中挣扎。
And many people are still struggling within sin.
神他愿意他来到人间，愿意为所有人要把所有人救出来的。
But Jesus came to live among man because he is willing to pull everybody out.
但是不是每个人都愿意向他伸手说，主啊，你救我。
But not everybody is willing to reach out their hands to be saved by God.
但是凡是愿意向神伸手求说，你救我，拉我的时候，神就把我们拉起来了。
But whoever is willing to reach out their hands when to be pulled out will be saved.
然后他说把我拉起来，现在放在一个新的地方，放在磐石上。
And when they are pulled out, then they will be placed in a new place. They will be set on the rock.
这位磐石就是耶稣基督。
And this rock is Lord Jesus.
所以我们今天跟从主的人。
So those of us who follow Jesus today.
我们因着他的恩典，先把我们救离开罪恶以后。
According to his grace, we are first saved from sin.
他告诉我们这些福音的信息，这些真理。
And he tells us this message of salvation.
然后呢，我们如果愿意跟从他的，我们就是站在这个磐石上的。
And if we are willing to follow him, then we will stand upon this rock.
因为如果没有跟从主，很有可能从这个磐石上面又掉下去。又进入那个祸坑里面去了。
And if we do not, if we are not willing, then we may very possibly fall off this rock and fall back into the pit.
救出来之后，就要离开这个罪恶，就跟着主走在这个光明路上。
After we are, we have been saved, we must continue to walk with the Lord and to walk in the light.
所以我们跟着主过日子。
So we must follow the Lord to pass our days.
马太福音第七章，主耶稣这样说。
Matthew chapter 7 says.
马太福音七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse
23. 24节
verse 24.
七章二十四节说，凡听见我的话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
所以今天主他救我们，是要让我们能够听见他的话，愿意顺服，然后我们就是真的双脚立在这个不会动摇的磐石上。
And for Jesus to save us today is so that we can be placed on this rock with firmly, so with both feet standing on this rock.
现在不管雨淋、水冲、风吹、日晒都没关系，我们都不会跌倒，不会掉在那个祸坑里面去。
No matter what comes, whether it is rains or waters, the winds, we will not fall back into the pit.
也就是说，不管经历什么样的困苦患难，我们都不会对主失落信心，不会再重新回到罪里面去。
No matter what tribulations or sufferings, we will not lose faith in God and to fall away.
那现在他还让我们的脚步稳固，让我们脚步稳当，行走在这个天路上。
And now he has also established our steps upon this path to heaven.
我们今天如果跟从主的，我们就不动摇了。
And today, if we follow Jesus, then we will not be shaken.
所以那个诗篇十六篇，我们读过的诗篇十六篇
，Chapter 16, which we have read before.
诗篇十六篇，我们现在看第八节。
Psalm chapter 16, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. And after Jesus has set our feet upon this rock, then he walks with us on this path to
heaven.
If we are willing to follow Jesus,
就是把主放在我们的前面,
and we place Jesus before us,
我们是跟着他的,
and we are following behind him.
那这样子他说, 他在我的右边, 我不会动摇, 我跟着他绝对不会摇动的。
Here it says that he will be at my right hand, and following him, I will not be moved.
所以第九节说，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安能居住。
So verse 9 says, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices.
到最后第十一节说，在神那里我们有满足的喜乐。
And in verse 11 it says that in his presence is fullness of joy.
所以现在神救我们之后，我们现在走在这个路上就会很满足很喜乐。
And so after Jesus has saved us, as we are walking along this path, we will be very satisfied and content.
接下来呢？第四十篇的第三节说，他要让我们口唱新歌。
And continuing on in chapter 40, verse 3 says he will put a new song in our mouth.
就是我们会歌颂主。
And this means that we will praise God.
这个新歌就是这个羔羊拯救的歌。
And this new song is a song of salvation of the Lamb.
在诗篇三十三篇也提到这个新歌，我们要用那个很愉快的心情来赞美神的拯救。
Psalm chapter 33 mentions this new song, which we must sing with a heart of rejoicing.
你看这个新歌哦, 那个第33篇第3节说, 应当向他唱新歌, 弹得巧妙,
Chapter 33 verse 3 says, Sing to him a new song, play skillfully with a shout of joy.
这个新歌就是这个主耶稣基督拯救的这个恩典。
And this song is a song of the salvation and the grace of Jesus.
这个新歌是经历主的救赎人才会唱的。
And this new song is one that only those who are saved are able to sing.
这个新歌哦, 在启示录里面就有提到了。
And this new song is also mentioned in Revelation.
我们在启示录第5章哦,
in Revelation chapter 5.
这个凡被主拯救的人哦, 他们都要唱这首新歌。
That everyone who is saved must sing this new song.
第5章哦, 启示录5章的第, 我们看第8节。
In chapter 5 verse 8. It says, Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
第9节.
9. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
第10节.
Verse 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
你看到这里, 这些圣徒, 天上的圣徒, 他们这样子在歌颂主耶稣基督的救赎。
And here we see the saints in heaven that they praise Jesus in this way.
他说你是配拿书权的, 是配来拯救我们的王。
They said that you are worthy to take the scroll, you are worthy to as the king who saves us.
你叫我们归于神, 是因为你, 我们才能够归于神。
It is because of you that we are redeemed to God.
然后你又让我们成为王了,
and you have made us kings.
所以第10节说, 叫他们成为国民, 其实是成为国王。
And to say that you have made us kings in verse 10.
所以我们跟主耶稣一起做王。
So we are kings together with Lord Jesus.
那一样经历主的这个救赎的人, 他们就一起来唱这个新歌, 来歌颂这个羔羊的伟大。
So those who are saved sing this song, this new song, to praise the greatness of Jesus.
那这个新歌就是赞美我们神的话。
And this new song are words of praise of Jesus.
所以你看我们在教会里面的赞美诗颂, 基本上都是在传颂主的救恩, 那这个救赎的这个恩典很重要。
So we realize that a lot of the hymns that we sing in church, many of them, the content is about praising God for His salvation.
那这样的一个唱歌赞美神呢, 会让人看见, 会让人 会让人有感觉到我们的改变。
And these types of praise will allow other people to see our change.
你看回来诗篇40篇的第3节说,
If we turn back to Psalm chapter 40, verse 3,
接下来人许多人看见而惧怕,
it says, many will see it and fear,
然后并要倚靠神,
and will trust in the Lord.
也就是说, 人会看见我们得到救恩的改变之后, 他会来敬畏神。
This means that when other people see the changes that happen to us because of salvation, they will fear God because of it.
他们会进一步想要来依靠神啊。
And they will want to take another step to draw closer to God.
这就是我们的生命成为一种见证。
And this is how our life becomes a testimony.
所以当我们经历主的救赎之后,
So after we have experienced the salvation of God,
其实我们的生命本身就在跟人述说, 这位主是怎么样改变我们的, 祂是有多伟大的。
Actually, our life is, its purpose is to show people how great God is and how He has changed our lives.
所以因着我们的经历, 别人可以一起来就近神, 能够来得到这个恩典。
So through our experiences, other people can draw nearer to God.
你看在使徒行传第16章记载保罗跟希拉他们传福音的时候,
Acts chapter 16 talks about when Paul and Silas were preaching.
如果我们看回来使徒行传第16章,
we turn to Acts chapter 16.
他们当时候到腓立比去传福音,
at the time they went to Philippi to preach.
他们被下在监狱里面去了,
and they were imprisoned.
第16章25节, 半夜的时候, 他们在监牢里面祷告, 唱诗赞美神。
Verse 25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
那时候众囚犯侧耳听啊,
and the prisoners were listening to them.
这个真的是当时候很多人看见和惧怕, 他们一定会觉得很奇怪, 这两个人是怎么搞的?
Many people at that time would definitely see this and fear because they would think this is very unusual.
在这个最黑暗的这个监牢当中, 还可以唱歌, 还是这么喜乐。
That in such a dark prison that they can still rejoice and still sing hymns.
他们注意听的时候, 这个时候, 你看神迹就出现。
And when they were carefully listening, this is the time when a miracle happened.
地大震动,
that there was a great earthquake.
你看, 到最后, 这个神的作为, 让禁足跟他的全家 就这样子来就近耶稣基督。
And because of this, the prison keeper and his entire family were saved.
让他的全家因为信主都很喜乐了。
And because his entire family was saved, they were very joyful.
所以他们就懂得啊、哦，现在要来投靠这位神才能够得救了。
So they would know that you must call on the name of the Lord to be saved.
那这个就是你看保罗，即使他在这个困苦患难当中被关起来，他都在做见证，他都在传福音。
And we see how Paul, even in the times of tribulation, even when he was in prison, he still sang and bore testimony of God.
所以今天我们来投靠神。
So today, when we trust in God,
是要成为别人的一个见证，别人是因着我们的投靠神而能够来跟随的。
The purpose is to be a testimony for others, that others can see how we trust in God and through this follow God.
这是作者是大卫他本身的经历。
And this is the experience of the author himself, David.
我们看回来诗篇四十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 40.
第四节他讲了一句，什么人是有福的。
Verse 4 says, what type of person is blessed?
他说，那倚靠神，不理会狂傲和偏向虚假之辈的，这人便会有福了。
The man who does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies.
这个第四节他这里提到说，倚靠神的人，这个是有福。
In verse 4, it says, Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust.
其实他这里提到我们人有三种选择。
And here it tells us that there are three choices that man has.
一个是这位创造天地的主，主神。
One is to trust the God who has created the heavens and the earth.
另外一个对象是这个狂傲的。
The second person here is the proud.
那这个狂傲的在另外一个抄本里面，他们有一个注解，就是那个虚无的神。
And in another translation, they explain the proud as the false gods.
那第三个就是那个虚假之辈哈。
And the third is the
lies. 哦，这个虚假是讲谎话的。
The lies.
那这个另外一个抄本是有注解是说是偶像。
And in another version, it explains this as idols.
那不管这个抄本是从哪一个来的都无所谓。
And no matter which version it comes from, it doesn't matter.
他现在有三种选择。
Here there are three choices.
这位神是真神。
This God who is the true God.
这个他说这个狂傲的，这有可能是人，也可以是那个假神。
The proud, which it could be referring to man or could be referring to false gods.
这个虚假的，讲谎话的，可能是偶像，也可能是那个。谎话之人，说谎话之人。
And those that lie could also be referring to man or to false, to idols.
现在我们如果愿意选择来倚靠这位真神的
，And today if we choose to trust this true and living God,
就有福了。
Then we will be blessed.
他特别提到说，他说不理会那个狂傲的，就是不会去 respect， 不会去尊敬，多看两眼这些虚无的神。
It says that I will not respect or even turn a second glance toward those who are proud.
那我们当然也不会跟这个虚假之辈靠得很近。
And we would also not draw near to those who lie.
我们只是愿意靠近这位神。
And we are only willing to draw close to our God.
那为什么他为什么会很清楚地选择这位神呢
？And why would he very clearly choose God?
他的预计是在第五节说的。
And the reason is in verse 5.
因为主我们的我的神呐、啊。你所行的奇事，并你向我们所怀的意念甚多，不能向你成名。若要成名，奇数不可称数。
Because many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts which are toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
所以他这里提到说神所行的奇事，就是神的作为。
So here it talks about the works of God.
神对我们所存的意念，就是我们对神的了解认识。
And the thoughts that he has towards us is our understanding of him.
所以他说，按照他对神的经历、他的体验，他一定会选择这位值得依靠的神。
And based on his experience, then he would, of course, choose this God.
因为神的作为太奇妙、太多了。
Because God's wonderful works are so numerable.
你看，我们今天我们弟兄姐妹每个人的生命。每一个家庭，每一个人，我们都有很多很多神的恩典。
And we look at all of our families, we have so many blessings from God.
有时候越算越多。
Sometimes the more we count, the more we count, the more there are.
每一项都是神的恩典，没有神的恩典，我们走不到今天。
Every way we walk has God's blessings, or we would not be able to walk to where we are today.
所以我们要感谢神，要颂赞神对我们拯救。
So we need to thank God and praise Him for His salvation.
那这个就是这个。大卫他在蒙受神的恩典之后，他 赞美神的这个内容。
And this is how David praised God, the content of his praise.
就是神啊，你在我身上的作为好多，我不会忘记。
God, your works are so many upon me, I will not forget them.
如果要写哦，记不完了，写不完的了。
If I were to write them, I would not be able to finish writing them. There are so many.
好，他有这个数算神的恩典之后。
And after he has finished, as he has recounted the blessings of God.
接下来他有一个感恩的奉献。
Then afterwards, he offers us an offering of thanksgiving.
因为他现在知道神的意念是什么。
Because now he knows what are the thoughts of God.
神所要的不是这个物质的东西。
That what God wants is not the physical things.
所以第六节说，祭物和礼物你不喜悦。
So verse 6 says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。
My ears you have opened, burnt offering and sin offering you did not require.
你看这一句话，他特别了解说，神已经开他的耳朵，是神让他明白什么才是最重要的，神到底所在意的是什么。
God has opened his ears so that he knows what it is that God wants most.
不是这个物质的祭物。
It is not these physical things.
其实是我们人的心。
Actually, it is the heart of man.
所以第七节，那时我说，看啊，我来了，我的事在经文上已经记载了。
Verse 7 says, Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me.
他现在说，我来了，我要来就近神，我要来投靠这位主。
And now he says, I have come. I want to draw near to this God.
我的事在经文上都写明了。我的事情在经典上都已经写了。
All the things regarding me have been written.
表示在神的你的话语里面，我所有的事情都可以找到记录，都可以找到指引了。
And that means that in before God, that all the things regarding Him can be found, and there is the guidance.
所以神的话是成为他生命的亮光，所以就是他脚前的灯，路上的光。
So the words of God are the light of His path and the lamp before His feet.
我们有任何需要，在这个神的话语里面都可以找到那个标准，找到指引。
If we have any need in God, we can find Him through the guidance of His word.
然后第八节说
，Verse 8 says,
我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
I delight to do Your will, O my God, and Your law is within my heart.
所以他现在发现，神真的要的是我这个人的生命活在神的旨意里。
And he knows that what God really wants is for him to live within the will of God.
我们愿意照神的旨意行，这是神的旨意，是我们得到满足的一个很重要的管道。
And to be able to do the will of God is a channel or a means of which we can receive great satisfaction.
我们把神的话都放在我们的心里。
We place the words of God in our heart.
这个就已经不是旧约的时代用律法去限制我们的行为的那一个层面。
And this is no longer in the Old Testament how we just follow the law just on that surface level.
而是到了新约的时代，主说他要把他的律法印在我们的心板上。
But in the New Testament, God says that He will imprint His word on our heart.
那所以，你看他现在了解到，其实神所喜悦的就是我们整个生命能够活在神的旨意里面，照他的话来生活，来做见证。
That what God wants is that we will live according to His word and to walk in His way.
这句话，这一段圣经在希伯来书里面特别被引用来验证，就是在讲耶稣基督。
And so this phrase here is actually talking in a prefiguration about Jesus.
我们现在看希伯来书第十章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
这也是为什么诗篇四十篇是弥赛亚诗篇之一。
And this is the reason why Psalm chapter 40 is one of the Messiah Psalms.
请看希伯来书第十章的第五节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5.
请读第五节到第七节。
Verse 5, Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. 7. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do your will, O God.
这一段经文就是从诗篇四十篇的第六节到第八节引到第七节以后第八节以后引出来的。
And these verses in Hebrews are from Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 to 8.
那有一点点差异。
And there are slight differences.
这是因为在希伯来书的作者，他在解释这段经文的时候，他看到那个弥赛亚救主的真正的内涵。
This is because when the author of Hebrews was writing this, he could see the meaning behind the Psalms.
这里特别是第五节说，你曾给我预备了身体，在诗篇里面是说，你开通了我的耳朵。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, it says, But a body you have prepared for me, this was in Psalm, it said, Your ears you have opened.
因为这里他在希伯来书特别在讲主耶稣基督他是神道成肉身进入人间里面跟我们一起来过这个世上的日子。
So here it is referring to how Jesus would enter into this world to live his life among man.
他是一个真实的人存在我们这个人的面前。
That he would be a real person, a person that is before us.
他最后要向那个无罪的羔羊被献上为我们的人类的罪来救赎了。
And in the end, he would be a blameless lamb to be sacrificed and to save
man. 他是要来照神的旨意行，来完成救恩的。
And that he would do according to the will of God to fulfill salvation.
这位神，他要为我们的罪流血，一定要有身体。
And in order to bleed for our sin, then he must have a body.
所以他说，你给我预备了身体。
So here it says, you have prepared a body.
让这个你看，所以基督，耶稣基督，由童女怀孕生下来。
And so this is.How Jesus was born of a virgin.
他有这个跟我们都一样的肉体哦。
He had a body that was the same as all of us.
那所以他可以知道我们的痛苦，他知道我们会经历哪些试探引诱。
So he understands our pain and he understands what temptations we will encounter.
他跟我们经历过同样的生活，但是他没有犯罪。
He went through life the same as we did, but he did not sin.
所以他可以体谅，他可以了解我们的痛苦在哪里。
So he can understand the points or the areas in which we suffer.
他愿意来帮助我们，所以我们可以放胆的到他的施恩宝座前来求他的帮助，成为我们的依靠。
He is willing to help us so that we can enter before his throne boldly to pray for to ask for mercy.
所以第十章的第七节说，那时我说神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。
And so in chapter 10, verse 7, it says, Behold, I have come to do your will.
那个就是诗篇第七十篇里面他说，我来了，我的事在经典上记载了，我乐意照你的旨意。他把它综合的了解这个意思就是在这里。
And this corresponds with Psalm chapter 41, verse 7, where it says, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book, it is written of me. And so in Hebrews, it explains the meaning behind that.
就是主耶稣基督是照神的旨意，按照救恩的计划来实现救这个拯救在我们人间的。
That Lord Jesus came according to the will of God and appeared to fulfill the will of God.
这个神的恩典，神的救赎。
And this is the salvation of God, and this is His grace.
好，现在。大卫哦，他自己事实上是想要把这个神的恩典哦，来用他的生命来报答神的。
And now David would like to repay God for His grace.
他要来传扬神的这个很美好的救赎。
He wants to proclaim this wonderful message of the gospel.
所以他现在要把神所要的祭物献给神。
So now he wants to sacrifice the offering that God desires.
要照神的旨意来生活。
And he wants to live according to the will of God.
但是同时他要用他的嘴巴来传扬神的救恩。
And at the same time, he will use his mouth to proclaim the salvation of the Lord.
我们现在看回来诗篇四十篇。
Let's return, look back at Psalm chapter 40.
第九节、第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九节。
Verse 9, I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great congregation. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know. 10.I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation.
你看这里就是宣扬神的美德。
Here he proclaims the beauty of the Lord.
大卫他说我要在大会当中宣扬神公义的佳音呢。
Here he says he in before the great congregation he will proclaim the good news of righteousness.
他现在提到在这两节经文里面提到神五项很重要的美德。
Here he mentions five beautiful traits of God.
第一个就是神的公义。
One is his justice.
第二个就是神的信实啊，在第十节那里的。
And second is his faithfulness.
接下来就是神的救恩。
And next is his salvation.
然后是神的慈爱。
And then is his loving kindness.
然后是神的诚实和神的真理。
And then is his truth.
这是神的很重要的五个这个属性之一。
These are five of very important traits of God.
他要来述说，他怎么说呢？
And he's going to proclaim them. How is he going to do so?
这两节圣经里面用五个动词，用五个方式来强调，作者他是要 怎么样来跟人家介绍神的。
Here it uses five different actions or verbs to show how he's going to proclaim this good news to other people.
如果看英文的人就会很清楚。
It will be very clear if you're looking at English.
因为他排列得非常的整齐。
Because it is lined up very neatly.
第九节说，我已经宣扬了，我在会中宣扬你的公义，你的福音。
First, it says, I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness.
接下来在第九节的第二句话说，我不止住我的嘴唇。
And the second part of verse 9 says, I do not restrain my lips.
就是说，他的嘴巴就是一直讲神的作为神对他的好。
His lips are continuing to speak the good and the beauty of the Lord.
第三个，就第十节说。
And thirdly, in verse 10,
我未曾把你的公义藏在心里，我没有把你的这个重要的这个属性把它藏起来不说。
I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart, meaning that he does not hide it and that he's not silent about it.
第四节说，第四个就是第十节的第二句话说，我已经陈明你的信实跟你的救恩了。
Fourth,
陈明
says, I have declared.Your faithfulness and your salvation.
这是宣告。
This is a proclamation.
接下来第五个就是我在大卫中未曾隐瞒你的慈爱跟诚实，没有隐瞒。
And fifth, I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth.
就是他从神领受的，他一定没有把他自己收起来说我知道就好，他一定要让众人都知道。
What he has received from God, he does not say, "I will just enjoy it myself." He must tell it to everybody.
你看这个就是这个作者大卫啊，他在提到有关神成为他的依靠的时候，他就是要这样子来宣告，来让众人都了解。
And this is how David will proclaim things so that everybody can understand.
所以他让神成为他生命的依靠的时候
，when the Lord has become his trust，
他是非常的、非常的肯定，他是非常有体验。
He is very assured of this, and he has experience of this.
他用各种方式要让众人一起来。选择神做他的依靠。
And so he uses many different ways to have other people have God become their trust.
你看第九节跟第十节这两节话，他所讲的道理也是在应用在主耶稣的身上。
And verse 9 and verse 10, these are all also explanations of Lord Jesus.
因为我们如果从第六节开始来看这一段应用在主的身上。
Because starting from verse 6, we see that this is applied unto Lord Jesus.
真的，主耶稣在世上的时候，你看他怎么样为那个福音努力的。
And we see how, when Jesus Christ was in the world, how he truly, diligently preached the word of God.
真的，主耶稣他很爱这个神的话语。
And how Jesus loved the word of God.
他行出天父的旨意。
And how he carried out the will of God.
他传扬这个天父的救恩呢。
And how he proclaimed the salvation of God.
所以你看。主耶稣他在福音在约翰福音里面他这样说。
So in John, Jesus says.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to John chapter 8.
八章第二十九节。
Chapter 8, verse 29.
约翰福音八章二十九节。
Chapter 8, verse 29. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him.
第三十节。
Verse 30. As he spoke these words, many believed in him.
你看，主耶稣说，我常常做。天父所喜悦的事。
In verse 29, it says that, I always do those things that please God.
这就是他把能够行天父的旨意成为他的喜乐，他的满足了。
So, he has taken doing the will of God as his joy.
也是成为他的食物，所以他说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
And this is also his food, which is to do the will of the one who has sent him.
所以主耶稣基督他用他的整个生命去宣扬这个救恩，这个福音。
And so Jesus used his entire life to spread this gospel.
这就是在诗篇四十篇里面，你看大卫他当时候用他自己的生命在跟神感谢的时候，无形当中已经预言了主耶稣基督在世上他所要做的工作。
So in Psalm chapter 40, we can also see within it the work that Jesus will be doing.
然后呢，从第四十篇的第十一节，这是他的祷告。
And from
第十一节。
So starting from verse 11, it is his prayer.
他求神三大事。
He asks of God three things.
第十一节他说，求神哦，你常常保守我。
He said to please continually preserve me.
用你的慈爱跟诚实来保守我。
Please use your loving kindness and your truth to preserve me.
真的，我们今天是因着神的慈爱跟神的这个真理，让我们能够没有跌倒，没有落回去那个祸坑里。
It is true that today it is by His loving kindness and His truth that we are preserved and that we do not fall back into the pit.
第二个，
Secondly,
第12节, 他说, 因为有这么多的祸患, 围绕我。
In verse 12, it says, because there are innumerable evils that have surrounded me.
其实意思就是说, 神啊, 你不要让这些罪恶再来困扰我, 让我能够挣脱这些罪的辖制。
What he is asking for is that God will not allow these iniquities to overtake him and to bind him again.
神的慈爱, 如果诚实保护我们的时候, 就是要让我们离开罪恶,
And so when Jesus' loving kindness and truth preserves us, then this will preserve us as holy, and we will depart from sin.
这是祷告的第二个重点,
this
能够离开罪。
is the second main point of his prayer, to depart from sin.
第三个,
Third,
从第13节开始的,
starting from verse 13,
主啊, 你赶快来救我。
He says, O Lord, make haste to help me.
你绝对不要单言。
Please do not delay.
这在说明他内心依靠神的那种是多么样的恳切。
This shows how sincere or how earnest was his cry to God.
因为他希望这个神的名被尊为大的。
Because he wants the name of the Lord to be great and to be highly lifted up.
所以从第14节开始,
So starting from verse 14.
他说, 愿那行所我命的, 报会蒙羞。
And may those who seek to destroy my life be ashamed.
愿那些喜爱我受害的退后受辱。
May those who, may they be driven backwards, those who bring me dishonor.
让那些对我说啊哈啊哈的，就是希望我能够遭灾难的羞愧败亡。
And may those who say, aha, aha, be appalled because of their shame.
这三件事，这三个愿望都跟这些仇敌当时候要让他在这个信仰的事情上失败的有关呢。
And these three things are relating to failure.
就是他要求神帮助，让他绝对靠神不羞愧。
So he is asking God to help him so that he will not be ashamed.
第16节说, 愿一切寻求你的，因为你高兴欢喜。
Verse 16 says, Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
所以他现在祈求神，让他的救恩，神的名可以被尊为大。
And now he is praying that God's name and his salvation may be exalted.
让众人都能够来喜悦你的救恩，能够把神当作他们的依靠。
That everyone will see the salvation of God and to make God their trust.
第五个说, 愿那些喜爱你救恩的人都说当神当尊主为大。
And the fifth thing is, let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified.
这些敬拜神人大家都欢喜快乐。
Those who worship God may be greatly praising.
都知道说这位神当我们的依靠非常好。
And that they will know how great it is to have God as their trust.
到最后他就说,
Finally,
你不要单言,
he says, Lord, do not delay.
你是帮助我的，我相信你一定搭救我。
You are my help, and I believe that you will help deliver me.
所以你看他这个耐心的等候，从头一直持续到最后。
So his waiting patiently is continued from beginning to end.
让我们一起来邀请这位神做我们的生命的依靠。
Let us all ask God to be this trust in our life.
让我们经历他的救赎。
And let us enter into his salvation.
然后我们可以一起来宣扬主耶稣的这个救恩。
That we may together proclaim the salvation of God.
让众人都能够一起来尊主为大。
That all people may magnify the Lord as great.
一起来唱诗。
And let us sing him together.
143首。
143.